Speak. Listen to part of a lecture from a business class.
When consumers are buying a product, most of the time they're not buying just the product itself. They're also buying the container the product comes in. So the design of the container is very important. It can be the deciding factor when consumers are trying to decide which brand of a product to buy. So let's talk about a couple of ways product containers can be designed to appeal to consumers. One important design goal is to make the container as user-friendly as possible, as convenient to use as possible. Take, for example, when companies started using plastic containers for condiments, such as ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. In the past, these products came in glass containers with lids you had to screw off, and then you had to either pour the ketchup or mustard on your food, which could be messy, or scoop it out with a spoon. But flexible plastic containers were much more convenient to use, and so they were more attractive to consumers. You just held the container over your food, gave it a little squeeze, and out came the ketchup or mustard. Much faster and easier than having to remove a lid first. Another important design goal is to give the container a pleasing appearance, so that consumers will feel comfortable displaying it in their home. Take, for example, a company that sells cookies. Instead of selling their cookies in a plain cardboard box, they might sell them in a nice metal box, and they might decorate that nice metal box with beautiful pictures of some kind. That way, when consumers present the cookies to guests, for example, they look nice, they look classy. Attractive containers like that can make a product much more appealing